I believe knowledge is power. And what I teach my clients inside my program, my signature program, Mindful Weight Loss Academy, is that it's important to know your numbers. But again, you don't have to feel controlled. You don't have to count. You don't have to measure. But I think it is important that you understand.
Hey, I'm Jackie Kirshen, obsessed with all things sustainable weight loss, mindful eating, transforming minds, and empowering you. I'm a registered dietitian and mom who's lost 65 pounds and grew a successful coaching business helping other women do the same. Join me to learn tried and true weight loss secrets while healing your relationship with food and your body. You'll get unfiltered real talk, support, and some tough Jackie love as we dive into motherhood, mindset shift, entrepreneurship, and mastering this crazy thing called life. Think of this as your one-stop shop for a coffee date with your best friend, guide, and mentor mixed with weight loss coaching. Tune in to be challenged, encouraged, and laugh as we change lives together. Welcome to the Mindful Nutritionist Show.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Mindful Nutritionist Show. I am so excited that you're here. I can't believe we are already on our fourth episode and we're in a new month. So I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you. I've talked about in the first few episodes that I've never started a podcast and it was really scary for me because it's also always scary to do something that you've never done before. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for out of all the hundreds and thousands and God knows, maybe millions of podcasts that are out there that are also, you know, the ones that you subscribe to. I'm just so grateful that you chose to listen to me this morning, this afternoon, on your walk, driving, whatever you are doing. I just wanted to say thank you. I've been practicing a lot more gratitude and it feels so much better when I do. So this is something that I wanted to start off by just saying thank you for being here. I am really excited about today's episode because I'm going to be sharing the five surprising things that I do differently if I had to lose 65 pounds again. And some people are probably like, why would you do anything differently? You lost 65 pounds and I've kept it off these last 14 years. So by the way, if you don't know me, if this is the first time that you're listening, hi, I'm Jackie. I am known as the Mindful Nutritionist. I'm also a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. And I am your Mindful Nutritionist who has been through my own 65 pound weight loss journey and has also conquered disordered eating, infertility, loss, lots of highs, lots of lows as well. So I am you. I have walked in your shoes. And if you want to learn how to sustainably lose weight while eating the foods you love, I have cracked the code and I am still learning from my mistakes. So I am here to share what not to do, right? And how you can be smarter and do it faster and with more ease. So if you are here today listening and being like, you know, I 2024, I want to be the year that I don't have to diet, that I don't have to struggle, that I can actually feel comfortable and confident in my clothes, have the energy, chase after my kids, not have to be consumed by food, thoughts, weight, scale, all of the things that have literally been driving me crazy for the last 5, 10, 20 years, the decades. Well, then make sure you follow and subscribe to the Mindful Nutritionist Show. So you never miss an episode because I am going to be bringing you so many golden nuggets so you can start your mindful weight loss journey. So again, I don't want to get into too much detail in the intro. So let's jump right in. But before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to take a minute to shout out to our amazing podcast sponsors. We have PETA 22 and Juice Jerky. You guys will hear a little bit more about a sweet offer that they have for you. But first, let's get to the episode. Okay, I am so excited because this is something that I do every single year. I always love to reflect. And I think it's so important, and most of us don't do it enough, that we just focus on the things that, you know, we did wrong instead of saying, okay, well, what could I have done a little bit better? And that's what I teach my clients. So I wanted to talk today about the five things that I would do differently if I had to lose 65 pounds all over again. And I want you to hear me very clearly. It's not the things that I did wrong. It's the things that I would do differently. So I hit my weight loss goal and I would say kind of ended my weight loss journey when I was about 20, 21 years old. It started when I was 19 and I would say around 21. And then you guys know, if you have not listened to the first two episodes, go back to part one and part two. Part one is my weight loss journey. Part two is overcoming my eating disorder and infertility. So you'll hear everything there. But so what am I now? I am turning, oh my God, I'm turning 32, 33. I think I'm turning 33. Mom life. I don't know how many weeks pregnant I am right now, but you get the gist. I think I'm turning 33. Mom and dad, if you can attest to that, thanks. So again, it's been about, you know, quite a while since I have kept and maintained my weight loss, right? From 20 to, I guess, 13 years. So really, really important that I want you to know, I don't regret the things that I did, and I don't want you to either. But I've learned, and I've learned a lot about how I could have, my word of the year is peace, and I guess how I could have had more peace in my weight loss journey. And so that's why I wanted to create today's episode. So I want to essentially prevent from you making the same mistakes that I made. And I'm hoping that out of these five surprising things that I do differently, you can take whether it's one, two, three, all five of them and really apply them to your own mindful weight loss journey. Honestly, even if you're not on a weight loss journey, this is going to apply to your health journey. Okay, so let's get started. So number one, you ready for this? I would not count calories and I would be calorie conscious. Ooh, Jackie, you are a weight loss dietitian. What is wrong with you? What do you mean you wouldn't count calories? Let me explain. I would focus on tracking things that I could add nutrition. So that's why I always teach my clients, and my method of balancing meals is protein, fiber, healthy fats. When I was doing my weight loss journey, I was calories, 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 hence why I had such a, you know, really hard time letting go of that and struggled with disordered eating for many years. So what I would do differently is I would focus on really tracking the things that I could add. And what would that be? It would be my protein, it would be my fiber, and it would be my healthy fat. And I'm literally going to talk about it until I'm blue in the face, because it is the only way that you can balance your blood sugar, feel satisfied, and not have to worry about measuring everything. So I want to say that I believe knowledge is power. And what I teach my clients inside my program, my signature program, Mindful Weight Loss Academy, is that it's important to know your numbers. But again, you don't have to feel controlled. You don't have to count. You don't have to measure. But I think it is important that you understand, what does 20 grams of protein look like? What does 30 grams of protein look like? What does 2 grams of protein look like? So I do think that it is important in the beginning of your weight loss journey, if you feel comfortable, and this is where, again, knowledge is power, understanding, okay, one whole egg is 6 grams of protein, 2 whole eggs is 12 grams. Well, you know, I really recommend at least 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal. Why do I recommend that? That is what really, again, for my body, helped me feel more satisfied. So I don't know if you're like me, I am a volume eater. I love to eat. I come from a big Jewish family. Everything revolves around food. I'm also a dietitian, so my whole life revolves around food, and I love to eat. So instead of me restricting and focusing on calorie deficit, changing it to, what can I add that can actually support my goals, support me feeling satisfied, support me feeling, again, full, helping my metabolism, helping me, again, satiation is so, so, so important for calorie deficit. So that is how I teach my clients how to get into a natural calorie deficit. So again, I wouldn't count calories, but I'd be calorie conscious. Okay. Number two. Okay. You guys are going to be like, Jackie, you are so crazy with these things. Number two, I wouldn't set goals. Oh my God. Is this scary, right? I would set daily and weekly non-negotiables, not goals. And let me explain why. I think goals are amazing. If you have not read the book, Atomic Habits, you'll learn more about this from James Clear. But I think it is so incredibly important to focus on the small daily actions that get you to your goals. So I think that when we focus and have such a heavy emphasis on our goals and our SMART goals, and we're not really focusing on the daily small little things we have to do to get to those goals, that's where we get in trouble. So what I would do is focus, as I teach my clients, daily and weekly non-negotiables. And it does not have to be daunting. So let me explain what that looks like. So I would say to you, if you wanted to, quote unquote, you know, hit a goal, right? A short-term or long-term goal, which a lot of us have, again, been subjected to, right? We talk about SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, you know, the whole thing. How are you going to get there, right? What are the things that you're going to do? So instead of focusing on the end results, what you want in the end, focus on the journey, right? And I know it sounds so cliche, but it's so true. Focus on the things that you need to do every single day. So I like to teach how to focus on non-negotiables and, again, breaking them up to weekly and daily. So I teach my clients how to come up with 3 weekly non-negotiables. If you're just getting started, here are some categories that can work for you. Come up with a nutrition goal, come up with a movement or a mindset goal, come up with a weight loss goal, right? Or maybe it's a self-care goal. You can come up with kind of these little buckets that can help you create those non-negotiables. So for example, if it's a nutrition goal, maybe it's, I want to have at least 20 grams of protein at every meal, or I want to have at least 5 to 10 grams of protein on every snack. Maybe it's a hydration goal. Maybe it's, I want to have at least 2 of my, I don't even know how many ounces this thing is. If you guys are watching the video, I have like my massive water bottle. This probably, I don't know, 30 some, maybe it should tell me 40 ounces, right? So I want to hit, maybe it's 80 ounces of water a day and have 2 of these, which I definitely do. So again, that is something that you want to make sure, kind of stemming from SMART goals, it is specific and it is doable. It is attainable. It's achievable, right? So that is, again, examples of, you know, a weekly, or maybe, for example, you want to do something once a week that's focused on your self-care, or maybe it's 5 minutes every single day. So I would say, again, okay, you have your 3 weekly non-negotiables. How do you break it down into your daily non-negotiables? So when it comes to, for example, that protein, maybe you're having, you know, you're going to say, okay, so for dinner, I'm going to use the Kevin's ready-made chicken dinners 3 times a week to make my life easier and hit my protein goals. Maybe I'm going to meal prep salmon burgers and, you know, make sure that I have a high protein meal. And again, that is feeding into that weekly. With that self-care, I really need to get my nails done. Sorry, mom, if you're watching this, but maybe that is something that was my, you know, I said I was going to do something once a week for my self-care. Maybe I book that nail appointment and that's probably going to be on Friday. So again, it's really, really important that whether it is going to bed at a certain time, whether it is getting X amount of steps, whatever it is, setting that daily intention of, this is the thing that I need to do. And most importantly, ask yourself, what is the small action step I need to take in order to get me one step closer towards my goals? And that's how you create your daily and weekly non-negotiables. And it does not have to be daunting. So I do things in the rule of 3s because, again, 1 is not enough. 2 is, it's okay. 3 is perfect. 4 is a little too much, right? And who doesn't love a checklist, right? So that's something that I give my clients. And it's really, really incredible to be like, okay, I hit my water goal. Okay, I hit my step goal. Okay, I went to bed at 9 o'clock. And maybe those are your 3 simple daily non-negotiables. And it feels so good. And guess what? When you do it every single day, it compounds upon each other, right? It stacks, and that leads to your massive transformation. So speaking of transformation, I want to go into number 3, which I know people always focus on the scale when it comes to measuring their progress. What I would do differently if I had to lose my 65 pounds all over again, I'd probably not use the scale. Ooh, I know. But okay, well, let me say, I would use it in a different way. I would focus heavily and track my non-scale victories over the scale. Okay, so let me rephrase. I think that sounds better. So I really, really, really think that my journey with the scale started out very naively, right? It was just like, oh my gosh, the numbers are going down, and it felt so good. But damn, when I hit those plateaus, I hit 2 major plateaus, or when I was more struggling in my disordered eating. And it was like, seriously, like if I did not lose any, I would literally step on the scale. I talk about this in the second episode. I would literally go for a run, I'd pee, I'd step on the scale, I'd take a shower, I'd try to go to the bathroom again, and I'd step on the scale again. It just like, it was so every like every time I could. And even if it was an ounce, it would make me feel better. So I was really letting that number dictate my self-worth and my success when, as I know now, and hopefully you guys also know, but I always teach my clients, the scale is one indication, right? It is one piece of data. And it is not an accurate indication of your success. And it's definitely not an accurate indication of your progress because it's affected by so many different things. So this is why, and we'll probably do a whole nother episode about scale and measuring progress, which we can let me know if you want that. But I would focus again on how my clothes feel. So I talked about this in my episode one in my weight loss journey when I studied abroad in Italy and I lost an extra 10 pounds. And I had no idea. I swear I was telling my nutritionist at the time who I worked with to support me on my weight loss journey that I was gaining weight. And so she had me bring this dress, this BCBG black dress. And I talk about it in the episode if you want to listen more in depth. But again, after the 4 months, the fact that I went from the largest belt buckle to, or notch, whatever you want to call it, to the smallest one, again, my brain was so distorted when I looked at myself in the mirror. I had no idea I lost 10 pounds. And I will tell you, ooh, I get like the shivers because it like brings back that memory. That feeling of putting it on the smallest notch and being like, holy shit.
Before we continue with today's incredible episode, I just wanted to take a moment to tell you a little bit more about our amazing sponsors of today's podcast. So let me tell you the sweet deals that they have for you. Hey, San Diego foodies, let me tell you about my latest obsession, Pita 22 in Carmel Valley. It's not your average Israeli restaurant. It's a flavor paradise tailored perfectly for your taste buds and health goals. Imagine Mediterranean dishes crafted from scratch with love and fresh, healthy ingredients, no sneaky artificial additives. From homemade pitas to labneh and even tomato sauce, there are no shortcuts taken here. And their menu is a dream for everyone. Vegetarian delights like house-made falafel and crispy cauliflower with tahini, which is my absolute favorite. They also have family-friendly favorites like chicken schnitzel, which my daughter Olivia loves, and the softest homemade pita bread you'll ever taste. I've spent 11 summers in Israel, and trust me, this is the best Mediterranean food. And here's the best part. As a Mindful Nutritionist Show listener, when you head on over to Pita 22 and use the code MINDFUL, you'll get a free hummus. Yup, that is a special treat just for us podcast listeners. So whether you're in for a hearty grilled kebab or a delicious weekend breakfast like shakshuka, Pita 22 has got you covered. I'm a regular, the flavors never disappoint, and perfectly complement your wellness journey. So join me at Pita 22, indulge in fantastic flavors, and remember to use the code MINDFUL for that free hummus, and I can't wait to see you there. I have to tell you about my family's latest fruit snack obsession called juice jerky we found at a San Diego farmer's market. It's a guilt-free, delicious, and smart choice for your health journey. I was confused by the name at first, but when I learned it's just blended and dehydrated fruit that's lower in calories with no added sugar, I had to try it. It has this amazing texture and chew just like jerky with sweet, tart, and spicy flavors like my favorite mango pineapple. My daughter Olivia loves the blueberry. And the best part, no blue stained hands or mouths here. Why do I love it as a mom and dietitian? Well, it's an easy snack and so versatile. Top it on cereal, yogurt, or even use it as a cocktail garnish. It's my go-to car snack for days chauffeuring Olivia around with no sugar high, just a tasty pick-me-up. And you get a special treat as a podcast listener. Use the code MINDFUL at checkout for a sweet 15% off your first order. Yup, a delicious discount just for tuning in. Whether you're on the go, at the office, camping, or packing your kids' lunch, Juice Jerky has your snack game covered. Indulge your taste buds, make a mindful choice, and get that 15% off with code MINDFUL, and let's snack smarter together.
Wow, like I like three notches in, like it was insane. That felt so much more gratifying to me than mean seeing like 1 ounce drop on the scale, right? So that is why I would focus more on non-scale victories. I would focus on, again, how my clothes feel like that, the inches that I've lost, my energy. Another thing that I did not do and I wish I focused on was when it came to my workouts and I really got into running and I just like kind of poo-pooed if I ran faster. Like I didn't give a shit. When I should have been like, holy moly, I shaved off, like it's something that I do with my clients all the time. Like I shaved off a minute off of my mile. Like that's insane. So really focusing again on those non-scale victories, which are way more important in my opinion. And again, if I were to use the scale, okay. So again, for those that are like, Jackie, you're batshit crazy. I want to use the scale. Again, focusing on more important numbers and seeing it as a whole. So I would say I'd put more emphasis on body fat percent and my muscle mass and my hydration. And I would really understand and remind myself every time before I stepped on the scale, the impact of the scale, how it fluctuates, how it changes, yada, yada, yada. Again, we'll get into another full episode on that if you want. So speaking of transformations and healing your relationship with the scale and your body and all of these things, if you want 2024 to be the year that you finally stop dieting, that you finally stop thinking about food all of the time, that you finally feel confident in your body and permanently lose weight while eating the foods you love, I really would love for you to check out my program, my signature program, Mindful Weight Loss Academy, and apply, because that is literally exactly what I will teach you step by step. And it's how I lost the weight. And obviously, I'm teaching you the better strategies now so you can also sustainably lose weight while eating the foods you love. There's different levels, there's different ways for us to work together. And I believe that everyone should have access to this type of support and coaching because I know that is something that people need. Right? People need that one-on-one. People need that community. So that's why I have so many different options in terms of levels of support and accountability, different payment plans and options. So it will fit your unique needs. So that's the first step. Take a look in the show notes. Check out my program video. If any of it resonates with you, I would love for you to apply so I can actually help you not have to go through this type of exercise and be like, what would I do differently? And do it right the first time with ease. Okay. So let's go back to the episode with the last 2 points, okay? So the last two, number four, what I would do instead of when it came to my movement and exercise, I would focus more on daily movement and more steps rather than cardio. And I'm sure you're giving me like an amen. I agree. Instead of focusing on how many minutes I worked out or how many calories, right? Please raise your hand or give me an emoji on IG if you are one of those that you looked at the elliptical and it was like, 250 calories, or you're looking at your Apple Watch or your Fitbit. I no joke would literally continue to run until I hit like, you know, 300 calories or 350 or 400 or whatever it said. So instead of focusing on how many minutes I worked out or how many calories I burned, which is the most inaccurate way to measure your calorie expenditure. And again, we can get into another full episode of that. But I would start really focusing on, again, the daily movement. So things that I'm doing right now is when I do like client check-ins, instead of sitting on my ass and doing it for like 2 to 3 hours, which is how long it usually takes because they give so much custom feedback, I walk on my tread for 2 to 3 hours and I walk miles. So it's such a great way where I don't feel like I have to go to the gym and do anything crazy, where I'm focusing on daily intentional movement, or even if it's just going to the mailbox with Olivia and going on a walk. But I also wanted to add and preface that instead of just the cardio, I also wish I focused on my strength training earlier. I felt that once I got into strength training and Pilates, a bar, yoga, things like that, and that was in the latter half of my weight loss journey, I just felt so much stronger. And that's when I really started to notice my physique change, my body shape changed. And I wish I started with strength training much, much earlier. So if you guys have not listened already, we have an incredible episode before this one with Kim Schlag about strength training. And then so many other incredible people like Beth and all of my other friends who are just way more well-versed when it comes to strength strength training, but I definitely feel like instead of focusing on the calories that the elliptical was telling me, which was like absolutely incorrect and feel like is like the fakest workout. I mean, I was just literally just sweating, but I did not put any resistance on. And it would tell me I would like burn hundreds of calories. And now knowing the science behind it, I'm just like, that's stupid, right? So I definitely would focus on daily movement steps instead of calories burned or minutes. And I would add strength training sooner. Okay. That's number four. All right. Let's round it out with number five. Okay. And if you guys know me, if I'm your coach, this is not going to come as a surprise. If you don't know me, again, it's not crazy, sexy, cool, but this is probably the most important thing that I would do differently. And drum roll, I'd get mindset support in addition to nutrition support. Ah, so you go to therapy, Jackie? Well, maybe, but I mean, I love therapy. I think it's something that I've always really encouraged my clients to do. And I started to do over the last few months and it's been really, really helpful. I've always had a coach. So I've always had some sort of support and some mindset support. I absolutely love my nutritionist. I worked with her for 5 years. However, I wish I sought out real, true professional mindset and mental health support. Mindset is 90% of weight loss. I guarantee you are listening. And if I said, have you been consistent with your goals? How do you talk to yourself? Are you always tearing yourself apart? Are you always being upset that you can't do things perfectly? Are you starting and stopping all over again? Do you get frustrated when you walk on the scale and you see something, a number that just does not resonate with you? Okay. If that is you, it's so important that you know mindset is, again, 90% of weight loss. So again, how you start and stop all the time, it is so important that if you are struggling with that, I mean, come on, we need to do something about that. So really, really important that if I had to do anything all over again, it would be to actually support my mindset during my mindful weight loss journey. Why do you think I'm called the mindful nutritionist? Why do you think I really preach mindful eating? Because it all stems from up here, between the ears, right? So I really think that you need to take a look at the mirror and look at yourself and say, you know what? I mean, the things that I struggle with, sure, maybe I could educate you on the really, you know, basics of nutrition and, you know, strength training and things like that. But if you're not doing the action and if you're not being consistent with it, that's a mindset problem. If you're constantly tearing apart your body or thinking of food 24/7 or emotionally eating and using food to cope, that's a mindset issue. And you got to wrap your head around that. Keto's not going to fix that. Intermittent fasting is not going to fix that. Freaking Weight Watchers and semaglutides and Wegovy is not going to fix it. Absolutely not permanently, for sure. So I would say if you were to start anywhere, I would hope that you actually start with the mindset piece. And that's honestly why I created Mindful Weight Loss Academy, because not only did I need that nutrition support, which I got, but I didn't have the mindset that helped me be consistent, that helped me feel motivated. And it's something, again, it's not about your willpower. It's not about the discipline. I think that's such mumbo jumbo jargon. It's about internally becoming the person who loses weight, becoming the person and doing the things who permanently and sustainably loses weight. And so I hope that hits home. I hope that resonates. So out of the five, let's recap. So number one, the five things that I would do differently if I were to lose weight all over again, I would not count calories and I would be calorie conscious. I would focus on tracking and adding more nutrition like protein, fiber, healthy fats. I wouldn't set goals, but instead I would set daily and weekly non-negotiables. I would track non-scale victories over the scale and not use the scale. Or if I'm using the scale, I'd focus on body fat percent and muscle mass and hydration and see the scale as a whole. I would focus on daily movement or steps instead of tracking calories burned or minutes worked out. And then lastly, I would get mindset support in addition to nutrition support. And again, That's what I have inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy. So I want to know from you, which one resonated with you the most? I want you to think really deeply about, okay, well, there's probably a lot of things that you want to work on, but I want you to choose at least one. Send me a DM on Instagram at The Mindful Nutritionist and let me know which one resonated with you the most. If you enjoyed this episode, if it landed for you, and I really hope that listening to these five surprising things that I do differently, you can start making those small little changes to support you on your mindful weight loss journey. Well, what do you think? Were you surprised? I mean, I was surprised when I was writing them. So again, just to recap, I want to know from you, what is the one surprising thing that I mentioned that you want to do differently? Or if you want to be super ambitious and you want to tell me the three or five, whatever it is, send me a DM on Instagram at the.mindful.nutritionist. And I want to chat with you and I want to help support you. And again, these are five things that I personally would do differently. It doesn't mean that you have to, but maybe you're going to take a part of what I said, one of these five things, and tweak and change and customize it to you, right? So I want to say thank you so much for being here today. I hope it resonated. I hope it landed. I hope you took notes, right? And if you have any questions, I want to hear from you. I want to know how you enjoyed this episode. And I am so excited for the next few episodes coming up for you. We have so much goodness. And if you have not taken 2 minutes out of your day to leave a 5-star rating and review, I would be so, so, so grateful because it helps the podcast grow. It helps reach more women who need to learn that it's possible that they can sustainably lose weight while eating the foods you love. And you're going to take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these 5 tips, these 5 surprising things that I do differently. Take them and run with them. Use them to your advantage. And I can't wait to hear how they support you on your mindful weight loss journey. Okay, until next time, I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation just as much as I did. As always, anything mentioned, any links, any notes will all be linked on our website, mindfulnutritionistshow.com. Just head on over there to take a look. And if you haven't connected with me yet personally, I would love to meet you. Come and find me on Instagram at the.mindful.nutritionist and please DM me. Let me know if you listened to the episode and what you thought. I seriously love hearing from you. Or come to the Mindful Nutritionist Show Facebook page and say hi. I would love to connect with you there. Thanks so much for being here and for being so amazing. I can't wait to chat next time.